So we're in the middle of Shin Aleph. On the pages, I took the liberty to go to Hay. So Hay in the so this is one of the more prominent Kalayim sugyas out there, which, as you'll see, has some significant implications outwards. Seems to be one of the major exceptions to the rule. And I'll have to see how this works in. Okay, anyway, so Halacha Hay tells us the following. So Haluvish, oh, actually, the first thing we put on is the Mishnayos, which I don't have in front of me, but that's okay. Let's go to page two. We'll figure out a way to work around the Mishnayos. So Haluvish Kalayim, Ve'inu Mechavim Lahanasa. So if one wears Kalayim, and they don't have kavana to get hana from it. So what would be an example of wearing kalayim while not wanting to get hana? So example in the Torah is, kagon shalosh, well, example in the Mishnah is, kagon shaloshin lahavir bahem hameches. That you wear them in order to get out of a tax. So, right, they're taxing all the clothing that you're looking to sell, so if you, whatever you're wearing is not going to be taxed. So the Torah is quick, and
that might actually be customs duty.
Customs duty, yeah, okay.
Wear it instead of carrying it in, maybe they won't notice it.
Right, okay. I mean, that's still done today.
Probably.
Yes, the old yeshiva guy, wear your hat and use your hat box to carry extra sfarim trick. So says the tour here. It is interesting how quickly everybody is to jump in and say, it's not really inviolated, it's an illegal tax that they've been using to get out of. For who moches ha'omei me'elav, o she'en lo kitzva mutter, meaning it's a moches that stands on its own. It sounds like it's like some gangster charging you the tax, right? So there is there's the troll, keeping you from crossing over his bridge, or the guy who blocks the road leading to Camp Dora Golding on visiting day.
Exactly.
Right.
Or there were always, the open roads. There were always thieves and bandits,
right,
and the guys who took on, said, this is my road.
Right.
Exactly like that Dora Golding River.
Right. So.
Like a Sudan today,
What?
Sudan. It's like Sudan.
Sudan? No.
Sudan, you have to go through all these roadblocks.
Yeah. All right. So, but it's not being set up by the governor. This is being set up by gangsters, right? So, Oshain lo kits. So in that case, it's, or there's no set amount, meaning the person is just taking whatever they want from you, meaning it's an illegal tax, essentially, right? So there it would be permissible. So it sounds like it's okay, right? So the problem is that you're now wearing, shatnas, right? All of a sudden, it's permitting you to wear shatnas, right? So that doesn't sound like that should be okay. I'm getting some feedback here. No? All right, continues the Torah and says, V'chein mochri begadim, similarly, in halacha vav here, similarly, a mochri begadim, if you're a beged salesman, shemalim aleihem bigdei kelayim, kishemolichin osan lemachron, then you put on the clothing in order to take them to sell, Oshalovshin osam, kidei laharos midasam, or you put them on in order to figure out your size, and you're just trying it on. So that's also mutter. So long as you don't have kavana, that you're also gonna get warmth out of, well, you're gonna get your protection from the sun or protection from the rain. Meaning your kavana is, I wanna just wear it. So as long as you don't have kavana to get these other things, so then that should be okay. Continues on. Then he says, "Vatzenuin mafleishin mafshilin bemekalachrim." He says, "The people that are really frum, if you want to be machmir, so then you could put on a stick and have it hang behind you." But it doesn't sound like that's necessary. Right. And similarly, if you're a sower. There's another word for a sewer. You're a
tailor.
Okay. Well, or a seamstress, right? So you're one of those guys. So you're sewing, and part of your sewing is that the garment is going to go across your leg or something. And so, so also, that's okay, right? Because of the, as long as you don't have kavana to get hana from it. So that's interesting, right? The immediate question is, well, wait a second. I thought that that's not okay, right? We generally assume, right, in Hilchos Shabbos, right, if there is a psik resha, right, what's going on here? It sounds like it's a psik resha, right? It sounds like it is, you know, you have another purpose in mind, but you're getting benefit from it in this way. So even though it's what we call a davar she'enu nishavin, on the other hand, it also sounds like it's a psik resha, right? I don't have in mind for that, but the benefit is going to come. If the benefit is going to come, so it sounds like that should then be a problem of, psik resha problem, right? That is the, sort of trying to figure this out is a question. Now, the issue is that this seems to be...
Why did it say Grisha and not a Dover Shano Miskaven?
So the way we generally understand it is a Dover Shano Miskaven is something I don't have Kavana for, right? So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as we'll see. And we pass on like Rabbi Shimon that Dover Shano Miskaven is mutter. But anytime the Gemara points that out, the Gemara jumps in and says, also, but... See, that only applies if it's not a psik resha. But if it's a psik resha, so then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that a davar she'ein miskaven is aser. So this is being suggested as this is a psik resha, because even though you might not have kavana for it, the kavana is the hana is coming regardless. Okay, that is the that's sort of the issue that needs to be sorted out here. Now, the Torah had two cases here, right? The first case was you're putting it on in order to avoid the taxes. And the second halacha is you're putting it on in order to be measured. So truth is, this is borne out in two different Mishnayos. This actually seems like it's a contradiction in Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Kalayim itself. Now, I put on that first page the first page is from the Mishnayos. I don't have it in front of me. But it's okay. The Mishnayos are both quoted here in the Beis Yosef. I put that page up so you could, you know, just see these are Mishnayos, a couple of Mishnayos apart from one another. So Mishnah number one, so if you go to the Beis Yosef here on, I guess, page two, so he says, Gamze beperek haniska, right? This is in this parak that we've been referring to, the last parak of Maseches Kalayim, right? Shaninu, and we learn there, lo yulbash kalayim, afilu al gabe asari. You're not allowed to wear kalayim, even if it's on the top of 10 layers. Afilu lignov es hameches, even if your purpose is to steal a tax, right? And what does it mean to steal a tax? Uperish harash, so the rash, there's a little footnote there, Yud Gimel Star, it sends you to the bottom, he says some people have said it's the rush, but it's really not the rush, it's the rash. The rash is the commentary on the back, on the side of Mishnayos in the Vilna Shas. I mean, the standard Mishnayos has the Bartanura and the Tosos Yantiv. Right, those are the two commentaries on the standard standard Yachanu Boaz Mishnayos. But in the back on Masechtos where there is no Gemara, so those Mishnayos appear in the standard Vilna Shas. So in the back of Brachos is all of Zerayim, and the back of Nida is all of Taros. And there are the two commentators on the side. One of them is the Rambam. The Rambam has his Perish on Mishnayos, and the other side is the Rash. So that's actually what the Beis Yosef is quoting here. So Perish HaRash. Right, you didn't have to pay a duty for clothes that that person was wearing. So it's either it's a tax where there's no limit, meaning the person is just enriching themselves, or it's a tax that a guy is setting up himself, meaning a gangster is just setting up a racket. Right, the ibistam meches. If it was a regular meches, afilu below kalayim aser ligno vesa meches. You wouldn't be allowed to, even if it didn't have to do with kalayim. You wouldn't be allowed to put it on in order to get around the tax. In Yisrael, Tachrumi Is HaMelech, the Dina Malchus Adina, right? Because we, you can't have be taken away from the king, and Dina Malchus Adina, right? We assume Dina Malchus Adina, and everyone, all the commentators are very quick to point that out. We want to do this for legal tax, right? They want to make sure that that's clear, got to get past the censors, but it's, they're talking about an illegal tax. So this Tana, right, this Mishnah, right, but this Mishnah had said that it is Usser, right? And the second line, the top line in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Mishnah, and it says, Lo Yilvash Kalayim. You're not allowed to wear Kalayim, even if it's to get around the tax. So why is that? So the Beis Yosef says, this Tana, meaning the Tana of Mishnah Beis, assumes that a Dover She'ein Mischavin is Usser. I just got that feedback again.
Yeah, we heard it too.
Okay. Echo. Okay. So, Tana, right. So this Tana is assuming that a davar she'ein mischavin is usser, right? Upala gamasisin, and that disagrees with the next Mishnah or the Mishnah in Mishnah Hay, right? Because what does it say in Mishnah Hay? Mochri ksus, mochrin kedarkan. That if you're a clothing seller, you're allowed to sell as normal, even if that includes wearing it. So what's going on here? So we have these two Mishnayos. Mishnah Beis tells us that you're not allowed to put on this clothing in order to avoid the tax, in order to avoid the tax, right? It's not allowed. Your only kavana is to avoid the tax. Yeah, that's still a problem, because that Mishnah holds Davar She'ein Mischavin is Aser, right? That's the Psak. And the Mishnah Hey says you're allowed to put the Klayim on if that's going to be the way you're going to sell it. You're getting Hanah from it. That's okay. Your real intention is to sell. So therefore, it's a Davar She'ein Mischavin, and a Davar She'ein Mischavin is Mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. Forget the Psak Resha for a minute. Okay, so how do you deal with these two Mishnayos? Three Mishnayos apart that seem to be in contradiction to one another. So the Beis Yosef's approach is starting with the approach he quotes from the Rush and from other Rishonim is to say that it's a stira. You're right. The two Mishnayos are representing two opinions. Mishnah Beis is representing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Davar She'ein Mischavin is Aser. And the Mishnah Hay is quoting Rabbi Shimon's opinion that Davar She'ein Mischavin is Mutter. Okay, so that's the way that the Beis Yosef resolves it, or at least at first resolves it. Okay, so that's his pshat, right? That you have two Mishnahs, they contradict each other. So push Mishnah Beis out. We don't paskin like that Mishnah. We paskin like Mishnah Hay, that if you're putting the clothing on in order to avoid a tax, or in order to sell it, or in order to what was the other example, or in order to sell all of those, don't worry about it. That's a davar she'ein mischavin, and therefore it would be mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay? Good so far? Continues on the Beis Yosef here and says, Gamze Mishnah Shah, right? This idea of Mochre Begadim, it's also a Mishnah over there, right? Vaharambam Paskal Leha. Now the problem is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like both Mishnayos, right? Which it seems like is contradictory. So, Rambam Paskal Laha, Delu Yilbash Kalayim Afilu Agabi Yud Afilu Ligno Vesameches. Right? So, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Ches, Paskins, you're not allowed to put on the Kalayim, even if it's on top of 10 levels, and even if it's only to avoid the tax. It's still a problem. V'chasav, and he says, Sh'im Lavash Kain, that if you do that, Loke, your Chayiv Malkus. Right? So that is the, right? So the Rambam says, that's an Isidor Reisa, right? Even if you're only doing it to avoid the tax, says the Rambam, Aser. Upasuk gamkein, but he also paskins lahi the mochri ksus mochin kedarkin. The problem is that two halachos earlier in halacha tezayin, the Rambam said that a mochri ksus could sell kedarkin, that it is mutter for him to put it on in order to sell. So, right, that's like a, you know, it's not like a contradiction between a Rambam and Hilchos Yisurei Bia and a Rambam and Hilchos, Meiser Sheni, right? This is, it's two halachos apart. And the Rambam just sort of throws it out there and says, oh yeah, they're both fine. So if that's the case, then you need to give a pshat. I mean, you have to figure out a way to be mechale, to distinguish between those two, halachos. So the Beis Yosef says, I'll tell you what it is. So the Beis Yosef says, I'll give it to you. He says, V'nira li, shetay muzal, mifnei shesover, he holds, da'hi delo yilbash kalayim, afilu al gabi asara, afilu ligno vesameches, leka man de polygma. He says, first of all, the idea that you're not allowed to put kalayim on, even if it's on top of 10 garments, and even if it's to fool the tax guy, still, nobody argues on that. That is usser. Vafilu Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Shimon? He says, even Rabbi Shimon, davar davar shein nischavin is mutter, mo de baha. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree to that. I mean, the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Shimon in other places, that davar shein nischavin is mutter. So even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if your only purpose is to avoid the tax dude, right, it's still a problem. Why? The kevan shu lovish mamish hakalayim harayu over al lo tilbash. Because if you're mamish putting on the kalayim, you are over on lo tilbash. And therefore it doesn't matter, right? You're putting on the clothing, you violate the silbash, it doesn't matter what your kavana is, and therefore you're going to get machlus. However, the mochri ksus, so then why is the clothing seller, why does he somehow get off? He says, the tofri ksus, the clothing seller and the seam and the tailor, she'enam lovsh, is a tailor and a seamstress the same thing, just one's male and one's female?
I believe so.
So you wouldn't be a woman tailor? You would only be a woman seamstress?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
They used to say actress and actor. They don't do that anymore.
No, I think it's more what they're doing. I think a tailor does suits and men's clothing, a seamstress does women's clothing. Oh, I don't know. That wouldn't come from a man.
Women's clothing. Okay. All right.
But I don't know if,
yeah,
I don't know if that's true.
All right.
It may be obsolete terminology, yes.
Okay, so a few of the topics
is a higher degree of the skill where they could actually, you know, assemble, you know, more sophisticated levels of clothing where it seems she just follows instructions.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, that sounds very sexist.
No, I'm not.
Well, if both jobs could be male or female, then it's fine, right? But all right, so it requires So vamochrik sus v'tofrik, right? So enam lovshin, but you're not actually wearing it. So his suggestion is that if you're just a seller, right, you're not actually wearing it. Hakalayim ela malim osam aleim shelo kederach levisha. Right, you're just putting it on, so sort of like putting it over your shoulders or something, or you're demonstrating the size by sort of just like holding it in front. I'm not sure, it's unclear where his limitations are, but somehow he's saying that when you wear it to avoid the tax, you're actually putting it on. But when you're selling, when you're quote unquote wearing it in order to demonstrate it, in order to model it, you're not actually wearing it. So therefore, that would still qualify as a eno mischaving. Right, like you're taking in order to sell. And even though we said earlier, Rambam paskins, actually later, right, to prohibit wrapping something around your hands, meaning if you walk a dog and you have these and the leash, this is before they invented handles in the leash, so you just wrap the leash around your hand, right? So the Rambam paskins, that's a problem, right? If it's shatness, it's a problem. Why? Because you're wrapping it around your hands, and that's considered to be like malbush, because you're wrapping it around your hands. So why is that different than the mochri ksus? Right, it was also just sort of wrapping it around or something. He said, "Well, yeah, the way you quote unquote wear a leash is by wrapping it around your hands. The way you wear clothing is to put it on. So here you're not actually putting it on, right? You're rather only what's it called? Rather you're only you're just sort of putting it on your shoulders, and therefore that's going to be a problem. Therefore that's going to be okay. That's going to be permissible. Okay, so that's the way that the Beis Yosef spells this out.
Left. I sent them the sources and then went off again.
Oh, okay, whatever. Sure. All right. So continues the. Okay, so that is the Beis Yosef. So now we can head to the Shulchan Aruch. I guess that's page 4.
Okay.
how do we paskin in this din here? So the Shulchan Aruch actually ends up paskining like the Rambam. I guess isn't that surprising, but you gotta realize it. So in Halacha Hey, the Mechaber says, Lo yobash adam kalayim arai, afilu al gabe asara begadim, she'im rehanu klum. You're not allowed to put on kalayim arai, even if it's on top of 10 garments. Right, and even if you're just doing it in order to fool the tax dude, right, still you are not allowed to do that. And then the very next halacha, he says, yeah, but if you're a tofrei ksus, if you're a tailor that's sewing normally, well, you could sew normally, even so long as you don't have kavana to benefit from the garment crossing across you. But if you're a machmir, if you're a tsnua, you want to be careful, so then you could sew while on the ground. And so too if you're a seller, mochrin kedarkan, uvachal yischavnu b'cham t'neacham v'sham v'cheyach, shavim v'atsnu mafshilin mekel. Right, the people, you're allowed to sort of cover yourself with it, in order to sell it, so long as you don't have kavana. But again, the frum people, they would figure out a way to avoid that altogether. But meikar din, it's mutter. So here, it's not just three mishnayos apart, right? It's mishnah beis and mishnah hey, right? It's not just two halachos in the mishnah Torah apart. Here, it's one halacha apart, right? Here, halacha hey versus halacha vav. Halacha hey says it's aser, and halacha vav seems to say, it says that it is mutter. Right, and the Beis Yosef doesn't really explain himself as to why that should be. So the
I'm not sure I see a problem there because one, first of all, I'm not sure whether they're allowed to make shatnez in the first place. But be that as it may, they're not wearing it like the guy who's wearing it for the mechas.
No, so if you're going to make that distinction, that's a chap. Right, that's an answer. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say that explicitly, right? The Mishnah doesn't say that explicitly, that the difference is one's wearing it and one's not. That's a teretz that was given by the Beis Yosef. Right? The Beis Yosef comes and says, oh, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is one is wearing it and the other one's like sort of wearing it. Right? Not really wearing it. And that's why they're going to be exempt. But it's not explicit like that. Right? And while the Beis Yosef sort of spelled out that difference, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really spell out the difference so much. I mean, he uses the word Yilbash in Hay, and he uses just the word Mochrim in Vav, right? But doesn't really say it explicitly. He's just like, okay, you'll have to figure that out, right? Or you'll figure it out on your own. So now the Ramah disagrees, right? The Ramah turns around in Sif, right at the end, and says, no. Because remember the Rush, how the Rush resolved that difference in the Mishnayos. The Rush said, oh, they're different opinions, right? One's representing the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the other one's representing the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. We paskin that a davar shein mischavin is mutter. So therefore comes the Ramah and says, therefore I think it's mutter even to wear the kalayim. Kol she'inu mechavin lahanasa, so long as you didn't have kavanah to get enough from it, kigon shulovish kalayim lahaver bo asameches, like you're only wearing it in order to avoid the tax, right? All that, that's fine. O shulovshin kadei laharos midasan, or you're just wearing it in order to see whether it fits or not, right? Imrotze lemachron v'chadom, if you want to sell it or things like that. So the Ramah says that it's mutter, right? And you see at the end there, he quotes from the Tur v'Rush and the Smag, right? That's following the opinion of the Rush and the Tur, that the two Mishnayos are in conflict with one another, and therefore you have to choose a side. And we know from everywhere else in Shas that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda, right? And therefore even the mochri ksus, even the guy avoiding his tax, it should be mutter. So you end up having a machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Ramah about the mochri ksus, about the guy who's wearing, not the mochri ksus, sorry, the guy who's avoiding the tax, right? The tax, the one who is avoiding the tax. So the Mechaber holds that would be aser, and the Ramah holds that would be mutter. Now, both of them have problems, right? Both of them need a teretz. I mean, first of all, according to the Mechaber, your problem is how and why are you distinguishing, right? And why, therefore, is it okay? How exactly are you distinguishing? And then the second question, which you really have according to both of them, is, if you're going to hold that it's mutter, why is that not a psikresha? How are you going to avoid the psikresha issue? Right, that is the, those are sort of the questions that are still on the table. So let's see. So the Shachir says, right, so the Shachir says in Vav, V'chei mochri ksus mochrin kedarkan, that the mochri ksus he could sell as normal, sharei, why? In olosha derech malbush, right? Because you're not wearing, so the Shach is filling in here, right? He's not wearing it, why is it the mochri ksus is allowed to sell as normal? Because he's not wearing it derech malbush. Aval the sifhei, but in sifhei lov shav derech malbush, but in sifhei he is wearing a derech malbush, right? Kimachalach beis Yosef l'dasa Rambam, and that's how the beis Yosef distinguishes according to the Rambam. By the way, you know, the beis Yosef, it's not just in the beis Yosef, but in the Kesef Mishnah on the Ram, on the page of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah gives the same answer. That shouldn't be surprising because it's the same person, right? Kesef Mishnah and the beis Yosef and the Mechaber, right, are all the same person. Right, but on the Kesef Mishnah, he himself he says, "What do you do with the Rambam two halachas earlier that seemed to say such a thing was aser?" And he gives that distinction. So he says v'kashali, but the Shach says, "But I got a problem." Al zeh, right? Ma b'kashal lo vishmanish mikol makom davar shein mischavin hu. He says, "I don't understand. What does it matter whether you're wearing it or not?" Right? He's asking on the mechaber first. He says, "If you're going to hold that it's a davar sheinu mischavin, so what does it matter that you're wearing it?" Right? Right, if you're going to say davar she'ein mischavin is mutter, and we're going to not talk about psik reisha yet, so then who cares that you're wearing it? Your kavana is to void the tax. So ella nearly, so rather shadaito. So the Shach says no. Shadaito the shiny le'el sifhei. Why? The why is sifhei different? Tehivin shalov shob the kavana derech malbush kedei sheyifater al yedei kach mehameches, that you wore it as clothing in order to exempt yourself from the tax, because you don't pay tax on what you're wearing. He says, if so, it is a davar shemischavin. Right? That is what you had kavana for. I mean, what did you have kavana for when you put that clothing on? So it's a whole time we've been saying, well, your kavana was to avoid the tax. Right? But how are you going to avoid the tax? So the Shach says, oh, well, you avoid the tax by wearing it. Well, there you go. Right? So your kavana was to wear it. If your kavana was to wear it, so then she's simply saying, well, I only wanted to wear it because I wanted to avoid the tax, right? That doesn't help you anymore. Dikr kavana so she hate derech malbush, because your kavana was to wear it. Aval hacha, but here, in kavana so, when it comes to the salesman, your kavana is only to show it to people. You have no interest in wearing it. You just want to show it to people. Shiyuru habrius v'yiknu, and then they'll buy it. Umastisin mitukma shapir. Tvei, l'dasa Rambam. The dochik lomer, the tre mastisin b'chad pirka pligi hadadi ayin sham. Right? And therefore, it works well, according to the Rambam, to say that there's two different things going on. Miu kasha la yesh matir. Okay, so now the Shach is a little bit more comfortable with the Rambam. Right? He's saying that you still have a psik reisha issue, but he's saying the Rambam, when he says it's usher, is because his kavana was to wear it, even though his kavana wasn't necessarily to wear it for warmth or to wear it for clothing. His kavana was to wear it to avoid taxes. You still had kavana to wear it. While when you're selling, you don't have kavana to wear it. Now, what about the yesh matirin? So, b'siv vav, afilu b'levishas davar she'in mischavin, even if you're wearing something, it's a davar she'in mischavin, why should it be us? So you want to tell me that it's... One second. Yeah, right. Miu kasha leish matirin b'siv vav. Right.
Where are we now? Sorry.
It's still in the Shach, where it says mihu kasha. It's where it's right next to where the mechaber, where Shulchan Aruch siv vav begins. So in the Shach, okay. To the right, he says mihu kasha leish matirin b'siv vav. That afilu b'levishas davar shein mischavin amai aser. That amai aser b'siv ches b'mardas lahutzia lehazevel. Says, why is it then that you're going to tell me that it's usser to put this mardas on in order to be motzi the zevel? Hello, Avram. Nice to meet you. See your face. Welcome to the crowd. This is I don't know what your order is, but here we go. See,
sources are in the chat.
Yes, and it looks like the sun is still shining where you are. So the miu kasha leish matirin b'siv vav, that afilu b'levish, we're on page 4, right? That's the thing.
Page 4 of course, yes.
B'siv vav, afilu b'levish as davar shein mischavin, amai aser, b'siv ches, right, wearing this mardas. What is this mardas? The mardas seems like You could actually, it is on the source sheet. It's the next page on the source sheet, I guess, page 5. So the mardas hacham, or some kind of saddle or some kind of cloth that was put on top of a donkey. So you're allowed to make, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to wear that, you're allowed to make that into a saddle for a donkey and place it on top of the saddle. So long as you don't actually touch it. Right. However, you shouldn't put it on top of you. I mean, you're allowed to sit on it. It's sort of what we talked about last week, right? Sitting on something that may have shatnez. So as long as you're not sitting on it directly, it's okay. But you're not allowed to put it on top of you, even if it's to remove the zevel. Now, I don't really know what this is talking about, what piece of equipment this was. But apparently it doubled as a saddle and a pooper scooper. Right? It was used to pick things.
There's sweat.
Lahotzi aleha, yeah, it's not also
sweat.
What?
Zeya is sweat.
Zeya is sweat. Zevel is.
Yeah, zevel. Lahotzi zevel.
Right. Zevel is the excrement.
Right.
Doesn't say Zeya. Well, maybe I'm looking at the wrong one.
No. Yeah, it's zevel, right? So somehow they would like put it on their shoulders somehow to collect the waste from the animal. And he says that's not okay, right? So he says that's not okay. So back to the Shach on page 4. So the Shach is wondering, hey, wait a second. Why is it that when you wear it in order to sell the clothing, when you're not really wearing it, that's going to be usser in terms of kalayim? And then in Sifches, when you're putting this thing on your shoulders in order to collect the excrement from the animal, that's usser. When you're modeling the clothing, that's allowed to be worn even though it's kalayim. But when putting this not even a non-clothing item on top of you in order to collect the zevel, that is usser. Why should we distinguish that? Neither of them is really malbush. Neither one is wearing it. So he says. So the Shach explains. So b'sifches mardas lahutzi ala zevel hadavar she'im mischavinu. He says when it comes to sifches, this mardas to remove the zevel, that is a davar she'im mischavin. Dehayesh matirin asri nami b'mardas lahutzi zevel k'disa b'divrei harash v'tur v'rabbeinu yiruchim lehedya v'chein b'atiri zav kasa l'kam b'sifches v'raf l'gab de'enu mischavin ela shelo yilachlech b'zevel afilu hachi aser. Why? Dehavei hala mamish. He says, oh, I'll tell you why. Because that is a full wearing. I don't know, halah is like putting on top of you, putting it on you. So that's considered to be fully wearing it. So by the when you're modeling the clothing, apparently you're not fully wearing it. It's sort of like, it sounds like it's sort of off, sort of on, something like that. The mardas, even though it's not really clothing, when you use it as a pooper scooper, I don't know, I'm not sure what's going on here, but when you're using it in that way, right, that is wearing it. That's as wearing it as you're going to get. So therefore the Shach says that goes back to being a problem. So if you're wearing it in order to avoid taxes, that's a problem because you're wearing it. If you're wearing it in order to avoid, in order to pick up the waste of the animal, that's considered wearing it. But if you're only modeling it in order to get people to buy it, so that's not considered to be wearing it. So v'im kein kashel isfar seyish omrim. So afil ba'alam mamish kashin mischavin gan lefi mashal chakel udas aravam kasha. Right, v'chein v'nira that says zevel lo havi davar shem mischavin da eno notel hamardas elikadei shelo yelachlech begadav u'mischavin lahatzah begadav v'dami lelo yikach adam beitzah chama beged kalayim, as we're going to see later on. And Shach says and further. Why am I putting this thing on top of me? It's in order to protect my clothing, right? So therefore, it is more clothing related than the modeling of the clothing in order to sell it. So therefore, that's why that's also going to be a problem. Okay, so that is the, what do we got? So that's the hey and vav. That's the distinction between the Rambam versus the Yesh Omrim. Now. Okay, that's right. So that's the.
So what about, where is the try on clothing in a store that might be shabbos? Right, you try on a suit to measure it.
Okay, so
it's really wearing it.
Right.
It's more wearing it than the man's modeling it.
Right. So that could be usser if you know that it's shatnas. Right there, you're actually wearing it to see how it. Right there, you're actually putting it on and fully. You're fully wearing it because you're seeing how it fits. But the real heter for that is because it's probably not shatnas. That's the that's the real heter. Meaning we have not reached the point that over 50% of clothing is shatnas, and you have no ability to check at that time. Right. Yeah, so therefore,
United States anyway.
Right, so therefore, it is, right, so that's why that is, that's why that's mutter, right? But these cases here are talking about where you know, bevados, that it's shatnas. Now, Joel sort of asked before, I don't know what the guy is doing making shatnas, right? Alright, so we'll have to, try to address that as well. Let's just take a look here in the Pisri Tshuva here. So but truth is nobody really addressed yet the Psik Resha aspect. Right, hey, but wait a second, you're getting hana whether you like it or not. Why, how are you getting out of that? So the Piskei Tshuva here on the bottom, and Sif Hey, start with that one, Ligno Vesameches. So first it says Ayin Shach Sif Ches, which is what we were covering. Right, Shekasav Delhachi Aser Kan Mishum De Iker Kavan Asoshe Derech Malbush. Right, so why is it Aser if you're just wearing it in order to avoid the tax? So the Shach said, because that's what you're doing it, you're wearing it in order to avoid the tax. But the imkein nirat im nostin meches gam mi begadim ela shelovsho kadesh shelo yiruhu mutter. He says, however, let's say the scenario is the same, but you're wearing it not in order to avoid the tax, but you're wearing it so that they don't see it. Right? So you put this this shatnez clothing on under your other clothing. So if you put it in your bag, so the custom guys are going to go through your bag, and you're not going to be able to get it through customs. But this way, you put it under your shirt, right? So maybe you'll avoid it that way. So let's say you're wearing it, right? So in that case, suggest the Piskei Tshuva, and it looks like this is just himself, mutter, he says, that would be mutter, right? That einu mechavin shehei derech malbush. Because there, your kavana is not to wear it, your kavana is to hide it, right? So therefore, he suggests that under those circumstances, it might be that would be mutter. That's the Piskei Tshuva's psak. Okay, so then Sifhei, in the Piskei Tshuva here on the bottom, where are we, page 5, I guess. So here's where he addresses this issue. So he says, I intaz, write the shach, sifkat mechas, mashkas, liyashid, dil tikshay, mashkas, the pacific kodem, tiyo lignu vesamechas, aser, vayim betshuvas, chavos yayir. Actually, we'll get to that chavos yayir. But he says, vayim besifim rekevas hamishnah. Mekevas HaMishnah is a sefer on the Rambam. So he says, Perek Av Mehilchus Shavuos, or Perek Yud Mehilchus Kalayim, Din Yud Ches, Shehisik Al HaTaz, he asks on the Taz, we didn't cover the Taz, but yeah, the Al Chavuz Yahir, V'chasav Shigam Devri HaShach, the Chukim, and he says also, the Shach is also difficult. V'chasav Huzal, the Vadei Davar She'im Ischavein Mutter, Afal Gav, the Ose HaIsir Mamish, Sherei Bin Ispazru Ma'osav Lifnei Avodos Kilchavim, Ein Aser Ela Mishum Maris Ayin. He says the following, we have the following halacha. That let's say a person throws money out in front of a avodah zarah. So you're allowed to bend over to pick it up. So the halacha is that, yes, you are allowed to. The only problem is marasayin. The only problem is that people are going to look and they're going to see you, that you're bending over to pick up, you're bending over in front of the avodah zarah. So therefore, that's going to be a problem. So he says, even though you're actively bowing, right? He says, and there's no psik resha bigger than that. Meaning, what is a psik resha? So we generally understand it to mean you're doing the action of whatever the avera is with a different kavana. But at the end of the day, you're doing that action. So if you're bending over to pick up money in front of the avodah zarah, you're doing the action of bowing in front of the avodah zarah with a different intent. If you're wearing clothing in order to get past the tax dealer, right? You're wearing the clothing with a different intent. So why are these? And he's pointing out that the bending over to pick up the money, that would be mutter if not for the maris ayin factor. So he said, why is it that that when it comes to Shabbos, we seem to be crazy about the psik resha? And here are these two examples where it doesn't seem to play as big of a role. Who the mischavin is a davar hatter, but yeah. Right. V'yiv shor lasos davar heter zeh shemischavin elim king osu davar iser kemo benidun nidan. And you're not going to be able to do the permitted action without doing the other action. Right? Shemischavin lilbosh kedei lahavriach hameches she'yiv shor lilbosh shelo yischamin. That you're not even able to wear it without putting clothing on, without getting warmth. Hilkach mashem ischavin lilbosh chashiv ki'ilu mischavin l'chamim v'yihei lei psik resha. So therefore, that which you're putting it on to wear, that's considered as if you're putting it on to be warmed by, and therefore it's a psik resha. V'chein hamala, and so to also, and you put it just on your shoulders, mardas, lahutzi alav masa, chashiv psik resha. Right? That should also, if you're putting it just on your shoulders, lahutzi alav masa, to carry a burden, that's also a psik resha. Mashinki mochre v'tofrei k'susel, as opposed to the sower guy, there his kavana is not at all to put it on. Kim liton v'holich lo chashiv psik resha, afal pishamala al katefu b'poel, kim shikavana so rak l'holich. But there his kavana is just to bring it someplace very esher l'holich biyodo v'meka lo shalu yischami. And there, you're not really doing it in order to get warmth. But you still have the problem with the psik resha in the salesman case. V'chai gavna b'nosei meis u'behema she'in kavanasan el l'holich v'hu adin b'tofrei k'sus she'in kavanasan el lidfor. So sotu with the carrying the mace, u'behema she'in kavanasan el l'holich, or the animal that you only wanted to get it to walk, or similarly tofrei k'sus she'in kavanasan el lidfor, right? V'efshar b'olam lidfor shelo yaniach al berchav. And it is possible to sew it without it landing on your lap. Hilka kafil maniach al berchav chashiv davar she'in mischavein. Right? Maybe there is a way around it. So he says, when it comes to the sewing you have a way of avoiding with, it's not by definitionally part of it, right? You're just sewing, and it happens to be some of it crosses over your leg. So, okay. Right, that wasn't by definition the way you were going to violate it. Similarly, with the avodas kochavim, right? There are ways of picking up the money without bowing down directly to the animal. You could turn around the other way, or you could bend your knees instead of bowing, right? So there's ways around it. So therefore, we're not going to call that that's a psik resha. But the wearing of the but the wearing it in order to show that you're. In order to show the size, that sounds like it's going to be a psik resha, and it's unclear how to avoid. It doesn't really resolve this here, how you get out of that issue. So I did, gotta head out of here, I think locking the building in a minute or two, but I did find today this Chavos Ya'ir, Simen Kuf Pei Ches. So in the beginning of that Pesachei Tshuva, he says, Chavos Yair, Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Masha Kasa Bazeh. So I don't have a copy of the Chavos Yair, and usually pretty long and hard to understand, so I didn't look it up. But then I came across, remember last week, we found the Sefer Malbushe Yesha, which is which is written by the same author as the Chovas Hadar on Mezuzah and Torah Ribbis on Hilchos Ribbis. So he quotes the Chavos Yair there, and he actually quotes several answers to this question, none of which were quite satisfactory. But the Chavos Yair says, I found the best. He says, Shelachora haya roi yosir lidmos lemalacha she'en tzrachi legufa. He says, rather than comparing this clothing to a psik resha, compare it instead to a Hilchos Shabbos, to a Malacha She'ina Tzricha L'gufa, which is where you're doing something for an ulterior purpose, which is not necessarily going to be considered a Psik Resha. She'ina Shayachi Malacha Shabbos, which is really only a Malacha Shabbos issue, and not a Davar She'ina Mischavin. And therefore, Kalayim would be different, because it's not really the same as Shabbos. Therefore, because there's no such thing as a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa when it's not a Hilchos Shabbos issue, so then it would be considered a davar she'ena, back to a davar she'ena mischavin. But I'm being pressured to get out of here, and this is going to need a little more work. So I guess we'll hold this off for this week and try to resolve this question when we get back. Next week. Yeah, next Monday should be all right. Okay? All right, good to see you all. Nice to see you, Avraham. And We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Here. Okay. Laila Tov.